You know, God's promises are so real in so many ways. The Apostle Paul convinced some of the ones, of course, he was a Jew. He was raised as a Jew, and he was a Jew, and Jesus was a Jew, and he was raised as a Jew. Now, some of them didn't like what he was saying, didn't understand what he was coming for. They understood that he was breaking the law, healing on the Sabbath. In Galatians chapter 3, starting at verse 23, it says this in the New Living Translation. Until faith in Christ was shown to us as the way of becoming right with God, we were guarded by the law, the Ten Commandments, the law of Moses, the Mosaic law. We were kept in prospective custody, so to speak, until we could put our faith in the coming Savior or the coming Messiah. They were all looking for a Messiah, but they certainly didn't expect the Messiah to be like Christ. They were looking for a Messiah to deliver them from Roman tyranny. And then Paul goes on to say, let me put it another way. The law was our guardian and teacher to lead us until Christ came. So now, through faith in Christ, we are made right with God. But now that faith in Christ has come, we no longer need the law as our guardian. Not to do away with the law. Jesus said, I came to fulfill the law. So, you are all children of God. Hear that. All children of God. How many people is that? All. Through faith in Christ Jesus. And all who have been united with Christ in baptism has been made like him. There is no longer a Jew or a Gentile, slave or free, made of male or female, for you are all Christians. You are one in Christ Jesus. And now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are his heirs and have all the promises that God made to him now belong to us or you. May God add his blessing to reading, hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.